I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. There's a new children's book out now that shines a light and provides a much-needed context on something that's not often talked about, and it's the role of children when parents divorce. The author of this new book joins me now. Fiona McGlynn has authored I and the Great Divide. I'll get her to tell us about I, as it represents a child whose parents, T and N, separate. We'll talk about the book, how it came about, who should read it, as well as what it might do for readers, need they be children or their parents. It's a great way to start the conversation with young people on divorce and what that can evolve into. Fiona McGlynn wrote this book, which is illustrated by Robin Urquhart. For more information on the book, visit iandthegreatdivide.com. You can buy the book today from amazon.com. This book is the first in the Love Letters series, which I'll get Fiona to tell us about. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Fiona McGlynn. Ms. McGlynn, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks very much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So this Love Letters series, where the characters as they are in this first book, are letters. This is something that you'll continue after this book, is that right?
That's the general idea. The thought behind Love Letters Press actually came from a piece of advice I received, and that was, if you want to really be passionate about what you're doing in life, then find your greatest obstacle that you encountered and help the next generation overcome it. And the media that we create with Love Letters Press is really all about people taking their challenges and helping through storytelling, helping the next generation overcome it.
And why letters rather than characters that you'd create?
Well, the idea, finally enough, came up when we were playing Boggle one day. The thinking behind it was, I was looking for a concept which could show how letters, or I guess I was looking for characters that could be shown as being separate and apart, but also that would form groups, like a word or a family.
Yeah. And what I found really clever is when one reads the book, if you're a child, say, and you're talking about how I feels in the story, it's almost, that you're bringing yourself into it, and that can be very effective if you're a young reader.
That's exactly right. As the letter I, as a character, there is this double play when you're reading it out loud, and it can help people really internalize the message.
Well, what does this book do in terms of starting that conversation about divorce when you have to talk about it with children? And why do you think it is, it is hard because it is important, but what are some of the obstacles in terms of talking about all this with kids?
Well, one thing I found in chatting with kids, and also from my own personal experience, is that quite often there's a lot going on in their heads. They've got their own internal dialogue about the divorce. And I think oftentimes parents are likely not aware just because haven't come up in conversation. So to give an example of that, when my parents divorced when I was a child, I saw the tension in the household. For me it was a really, scary thing. And I thought to myself, uh-oh, they're fighting. It must be something I've done. I'm going to be a perfect little girl, keep everyone happy in order to counteract this. And that's what a lot of kids will do. So they'll say, Mom and Dad are fighting. It must be something I've done. I'm going to go and, I'm going to go cause trouble now because I guess I'm a bad kid. Or, whatever it is they decide, they carry on with them throughout life. And I think so often parents just aren't aware of it because not only is that easy to bring up the topic of divorce to begin with, but then also to delve into how the child may be processing it.
And it gets worse if one of the parents or both of them drag the kid into it, right?
Sure. I think there can be a real tendency for parents, really wanting kids to understand their side of the story. Yeah. And that can further confuse the dialogue of a child around divorce. Certainly.
Yeah. How old were you when your parents split up?
I was around 11 or 12.
Yeah. And so this book is for people that age, younger as well?
A bit younger. So, yeah. More in the sort of 6 to 9 category, although certainly, you go younger with a parent reading it, or even, I like to think that it will speak to all ages. I certainly found that with my parents' divorce, I carried a lot of those beliefs with me until much, much later on in life. So I think it's always, something good for older adult children of divorce to really consider themselves, what have they taken forward with them.
Yeah. Did you fall in the wrong crowd like I did?
I actually went in the opposite direction, where I tried very, very hard to be perfect and a good little girl, and made a lot of decisions in life that I thought were really things that other people would make other people happy, and weren't so much the decisions that made me happy.
Yeah. Because I'm talking to you today, and it seems that you have clarity on all of this, that you're now at the point where you're imparting whatever wisdom or knowledge that you've gained. But how do you get to a place like that?
I think stepping back and really taking time to reflect on where you run into challenges in life. And then often I find you can trace them back to a certain point in life where you made a decision about something and you said, all right, this has happened, whether it's a death in the family, whether it's moving to a new home, whether it's a comment that the first person you fell in love with, in grade four saying, I don't like you back, whatever it was, and you decide, I'm not going to trust anymore, or I'm not smart, or whatever. It's just going back and really looking at, where did I originally get that belief from?
Yeah, and how do you address the you mentioned you called it the internal dialogue that goes on for the child, because kids, as you said, can think a lot of different things, and something that they can think of is that because the marriage failed and because they were a product of this union, they too must be a failure.
Absolutely, I think it's very common for children to think, my family is broken, my family's wrong, or I'm broken, I'm a failure. I'd say that's quite common.
Yeah, and the other thing that I was thinking about after reading the book is kids may, fantasize about, say, a parent trap or something like that, a movie like that, and think that things can go back to the way they were. And so how do you talk about this idea that things may not go back to the way things were? Because that's what something that the TNN split up in the book, mm-hmm. and I realizes that she's loved, so she just moves on from there. But there are kids who I'm sure think that, well, if they just work at it, if their parents work at it, they'll get back together again. But that doesn't happen, does it, in real life?
I think the key thing there is dialogue, and the way to undo all this, internal dialogue is really to bring it out front and say, what are the beliefs that you're coming, what do you believe about this divorce, and what do you think that means about you? And in addressing it, much like the character in the book does with her parents, the parents are able to provide the reassurance that, of course we love you. Things may change, but that's not necessarily a bad thing.
The relationship between the husband and the wife ends, but the or two spouses, I should say, but the role of parent, that never ends. I guess that's what TNN impart on I at the, in the book.
Absolutely, right? Yeah. Marriages may end, but the parent kid things for life.
Yeah, there's a quote at the front of the book by Ian McLean. Keep walking through those doors. There is nothing but love on the other side. I'm assuming you're related to this person?
That's right. That's my dad. That's one of his pieces of wisdom. I remember I was once going through a challenging time, and he suggested that to me, and I thought it was the perfect message, really, to give to families in divorce, and that you're going to go through ups and downs, and it's going to be a challenging time. There'll be a lot of emotion, but if you just keep walking through it and keep communicating with your children, there really is nothing but love on the other side.
Even during bad times, there's love, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah.
How do you and Robin work together in terms of putting this book together? I'm assuming that the story comes before the illustrations, or does he illustrate around the story, or how did you get the characters first and what they look like?
Well, we started with the story itself, just written down, and then it was a very iterative process. We worked quite closely together on really designing, you know, coming up with what do these characters look like, live like, creating this world, this alphabet world, essentially. And then Robin took it from there and created the rest of the illustrations for the book.
They're great illustrations, aren't they?
Oh, thank you. I'll pass that along to him.
Yeah, I mean, they even though they're letters, they have, you know, you can tell what they're like, you know, these characters that are in your story.
Well, that's great. Yeah, we were really trying to convey, I guess, a very human element.
Yeah, and then this may sound silly, but I mean, they even when they're sad or angry or happy, you can still tell that they're the same person, and you can see the range that they run the gamut of emotions throughout the book, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. How did you find the process of writing for a younger audience? Because I'm assuming that as an adult, you can write to a fellow adult probably a lot easier than you can to a younger person.
Absolutely. I found that the greatest part of it was really going into schools and taking the very initial story, going to schools, sharing it with kids, and having a conversation with them about it. They know, you know, any little kids, you know, they know exactly what they want, and they've got no problem telling you what that is. So it was fabulous. They got wonderful advice.
Did you find the need to write this book or to address these topics? Or this topic, as you have in this book, was because people were unprepared to start the conversation, as well as they sort of underestimated kids, thinking that this is not something for them to talk about now, maybe when they're a little older, that we can explain the context of why the two parents split up. I mean, there is an assumption that kids aren't savvy enough to think about big things, but I mean, they are, aren't they?
I agree with you completely. I think you see sort of a movement from this sort of older way of thinking, or one way of thinking, which was, you know, kids are they're sort of empty, and you fill them up with knowledge or fill them up with information. And now I think the way we're seeing education shifting is, you know, they come to you complete and capable, and you really just shape that the education experience for them. And I think I've always been quite amazed at when I speak with kids about divorce, the level of understanding. I mean, there's certain things, you know, like you want to clarify when you're talking to a child about divorce. You know, what is divorce as a word? Because, you know, when you put new words out there, there's going to be sometimes confusion around that or previous associations with that word. But for the most part, children are wonderfully understanding, and from my experience, though I'm sure it will depend on the individual child, quite prepared to speak about these things.
And you've gotten pretty good feedback so far. There's a blurb from Fred Penner, right?
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
And this is a book that parents can learn from too, right?
I hope so. That is the intention. That hopefully parents can see a little bit of what may be going on in their child's world, and then also be able to have the conversation, like learn how to sort of intercept that internalization of the divorce that's going on for the child, and really get into a conversation with them.
Now, you've had some kids read the book, obviously, already. Well, what do they tell you once they finish reading the book?
Some of the feedback, one of my favorite pieces of feedback was a little girl named Ellery who was 8 years old, and she said, you know, what I learned was that divorce is nobody's fault.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's really fantastic. I'm so glad that an 8-year-old is seeing that.
Yeah. Well, I hope this book does well for you, because it's a necessary book. I think a lot of people can learn from it, children and adults alike. Good luck with the book.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me as well.
You're very welcome. The website for more, iandthegreatdivide.com. The book is called I and the Great Divide. You can get that today on Amazon, either the print version or a Kindle version, I guess is what Amazon uses. It's author Fiona McGlynn. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plata. Fiona, are you still there?